The story of the road to Emmaus is another one of those many gospel stories that hopefully is very familiar to us, not simply because of the story itself, but what happens in the story, what is being expressed in the story of the two men encountering Jesus on the road and knowing him in the breaking of bread. What we see portrayed is nothing less than the Mass itself. Now, obviously, there aren't prayers, there aren't readings per se, there certainly is no collection. It's not done necessarily in Latin or any particular language. But what do we see in the story? We hear the speaking of scriptures and the breaking of bread, a liturgy of the word and a liturgy of the Eucharist. And even as the two men on the road recognized him in the breaking of the bread, what's the first thing they thought of after he vanished? Were not our hearts burning within us as he spoke to us on the road? They immediately think not just of the breaking of bread, but of Jesus opening up the scriptures for them and interpreting them in light of his own mission and destiny as the Messiah. So it's not just simply in the breaking of bread that we recognize the risen Jesus, but perhaps in the midst of the breaking of bread, we also recognize the risen Jesus speaking to us in and through the scriptures and in and through the preaching of those scriptures. But there is one catch to it as well. As a priest, I suppose I've heard it often enough, I suppose every preacher has heard it one way or the other, of the expectation that people have of a certain degree of comfort or affirmation or warm fuzzies or bubbly feelings when it comes to the preaching that is done or the scriptures that are read. It's easy enough to recognize Christ in the breaking of the bread, but what is it that the two men on the road speak about in their encounter with Jesus on the road as opposed to the breaking of the bread? They say not such comments as, were not our hearts at peace as he spoke to us on the road? Were we not affirmed in our faith as he spoke to us on the road? Were we not comforted as he spoke to us on the road? They say none of that. They say, were not our hearts burning inside us as he spoke to us on the road? Now, granted, I'll have to say, as a preacher, I don't get too many letters of complaint about how I break the bread. But every now and again, when I give a homily, sometimes I'll hear the comments. Do we look for the scriptures to burn inside our hearts? Do we look to the words preached by the priest or the deacon or the bishop when we are blessed by his presence in our midst to burn inside us, to stir us up, to make us feel that this faith we profess is something very real, something very relevant, and at times something very uncomfortable, especially when we might need to engage in a certain adjustment because we do hear the scriptures? I was once speaking to someone who told me, well, Father, if I did everything that that book tells me I should do, I'd have to change my whole lifestyle. I wish I was a game show host with a buzzer, and they got the $25,000 prize. In other words, they get it. They get it. And granted, sometimes the scriptures we hear and the preaching we hear is very comforting, is very affirming. Sometimes it's needed in times of conflict, in times of war, in times of persecution. I wonder what the words our brother and sister Christians are hearing in the Middle East at this time, in the midst of their terrible persecutions at the hands of the Islamic State. Hopefully it's not hellfire and brimstone, but something that gives a comfort and a purpose to their suffering, even if it doesn't out and out alleviate it. But in our ordinary circumstances, we could hear so many different things, so many different messages from the scriptures and from the preaching. And are we open to those moments when the scriptures and the preaching makes our hearts burn inside of us? That too is an encounter with the risen Christ. He is recognized in the breaking of the bread, but they also recognized him in the person on the road, in and through his words. It stirred them, it burned inside of them, and they realized just how real this Messiah is. So as we come to celebrate the Mass, let us recognize the two parts in which God truly is present speaks to us and nourishes us in the Mass. Yes, he is present in the breaking of the bread. We have a real encounter with the risen Christ whenever we come to celebrate the Eucharist on this altar. And in the weeks to come, there are many of our children will be receiving First Communion here at St. Bruno's, in which they're not only encountering the risen Christ at the altar, as hopefully they have been doing for the years up to now, but they will be receiving that risen Christ in the broken bread, in the sacrament of the Eucharist as they receive communion. But let us also look to the Scriptures as it is read to us and preached to us in the Mass. The readings at Mass are not story time. They are the encounter of Christ on the road as he opens up the Scriptures and hopefully stirs our hearts, making those words burn within us so that we can truly make them our own, change what we must, but encounter a real faith that is truly relevant to us and our world. And in the Scriptures, let's yearn for it to burn our hearts so that we can have a real encounter with the risen Christ in the Word of Scriptures that are read, as much as we encounter him in the breaking of the bread.